killing New Year's. Authorities are enforcing security restrictions in parts of Indian-controlled Kashmir, this on the first anniversary of New Delhi's decision to revoke the region's semi-autonomy. Officials lifted a curfew in the main city, Srinagar, overnight, but say restrictions on public movement and commercial activities would continue because of the coronavirus pandemic. This had government forces erecting steel barricades, laying razor wire, and stopping residents at checkpoints. On August 5th of last year, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government stripped Kashmir of statehood, eradicated its constitution, and removed inherited protections on lands and jobs. The decision set off public anger and heightened economic stress in a region that has witnessed insurgency and Indian crackdowns for years. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan said Wednesday that the international community should force India to reverse its present course here and that Pakistan will always be with its brothers and sisters in Kashmir. He also unveiled a new map of Pakistan that included Indian-held Kashmir. India rejected the move as an exercise in political absurdity. And rescuers searched for survivors in Beirut Wednesday after a massive explosion at the port devastated entire neighborhoods, killing more than 100 people, wounding thousands, and plunging Lebanon into deeper economic crisis. The blast, which appeared to have been caused by a fire igniting over 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate left unsecure in a warehouse, was felt as far away as Cyprus, which is 150 miles to the northwest. The governor of Beirut described the disaster as an apocalyptic situation, which he estimated might have made 300,000 people temporarily homeless and cost the country in excess of $3 billion. This is VOA News. The U.S. says Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar will visit Taiwan in the coming days. It will be the highest-level visit by an American cabinet official since the break in formal diplomatic relations between Washington and Taipei in 1979. The visit will likely create new friction with China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory, which it can annex by force if necessary. The U.S. maintains only unofficial ties with Taiwan in deference to Beijing, but is the island's most important ally. Azar is to meet with health officials about the coronavirus response, and Taiwan says his visit will include a meeting with Taiwan's independence-minded president. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is promising to protect Hong Kong pro-democracy campaigners who have fled the city and denounced China after Beijing said that police had ordered the arrests of overseas activists. Chinese state media said late Friday that Hong Kong police had ordered the arrest of six pro-democracy activists living in exile on suspicion of violating a tough new security law that bans subversion and other perceived offenses. Hong Kong police refused to comment on the charges. The United States has denounced the law and said it would end special treatment for Hong Kong. European markets are posting strong gains Wednesday, with investors apparently shrugging off the rising numbers of new COVID-19 cases around the world and the ongoing stalemate in Washington over a new round of emergency aid. Most Asian indices ended their trading sessions on higher grounds. In commodities trading, gold continues its record-setting pace, selling at $2,056 per ounce. That's up 1.7%. Both U.S. crude oil and Brent crude prices are up by over 2%. All three major U.S. indices are trending higher in futures trading, a good sign for investors awaiting Wall Street's opening bell. Yemen health authorities say 17 people, including 8 children, were killed in flash floods and by lightning in Yemen's northern Marib region. The fierce storms have added to the misery of a war-torn country, which the UN has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. 5 years of conflict has left large parts of the country in ruins. And finally, British and Irish politicians gather in Londonderry for the funeral of John Hume, whose tireless efforts to bring sectarian divides in Northern Ireland won him the Nobel Peace Prize. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman in Washington.